Father, thank you. We do come to you early in the morning to worship you. We come as your children, and we love you for that. We thank you, and we praise you. We ask for your blessings upon us now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, this first number, you folks probably know it and probably don't remember it, so I'm going to have the children sing it. And then you can join with us the next time. But the fact is, next two numbers, Jesus loves me, okay? Notice, but I'm a little shy, you know, up here, and so I'm going to stand behind him. So God bless you. You may be seated.
At this time, I'm going to ask the youth group to come on up. You're going to go, what? You're going to close? Oh, thank you. Okay, well, they won't have the youth group come up at this point. But so. Have it open for testimonies. If anybody has a testimony that they'd like to share this morning. here is a child of God? Raise your hand. I see some of you aren't raising your hands. Who here is a child of God? I'd like to know, if you're not a child of God, we want to pray for you. But, okay, if you are a child of God, then you qualify to be in this skit that we're going to do. Ladies, would you be so kind as to go up on stage and sit in one of those chairs, please? We'll meet you later. Louise, would you please go sit up? Yes. Bob. Up front. Now, how many we got? I need one more. I need a gentleman, though. Actually, I'm going to pick on David today. Come on. It's okay. Those of you who weren't picked, it's all right. You'll thank me for it. No, no. I'm going to give you each a picture. I want you, this is your new, who you are right now. So hold this in front of your face. And, David, you're Elvis number 8. Hold that in front of your face. And you're Elvis number 8. And you're Elvis number 7. Rachel. Elvis number 6. Elvis number 5, Elvis number 4, Elvis number 3, Elvis number 2, and Elvis number 1. Okay, those are our Elvises. Give them all a hand. Okay. Put this one in your lap, just like that. Okay. Now, I know you are all just thinking, this is just terribly exciting to watch Pastor hand this stuff out. Now, this is your scripts. You will each follow along. We are going to do a skit. Just one line. You going to be able to do this? No. Okay. Who did I have up here that ran away? No one? Did I have an empty seat? What? JD, come on up here. Tyler, I know he wants to do it, but that's okay. Go have a seat. It'll be okay. You can be Elvis number 1.
Lucky me.
And now, all you Elvises, give me a thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Come on, you could do an Elvis better Elvis imitation than that. Elvis imitations. Thank you very much. That's really bad, I know. Okay. Okay. Oops. Yeah, we're not organized this morning, but that's okay. Because God knows what's going on. Okay. This book, pretend, is the Book of Elvis. We're pretending. See, this one does says there, the Book of Elvis. The Book of Elvis with your blue suede shoes. And we would like to thank all our Elvises for being here today. And welcome to Grace, Grace, Graceland. Tonight we come to settle a burning question in the hearts of Elvis worshippers everywhere. Who is the real Elvis? Will the real Elvis please stand up? That's not in there. I know. I'm making it up. Stand up! Give him a little hand. Come on, everybody. Give him a hand. All right. Sit back down. Now, according to the Book of Elvis, it says, let me read. It says, in the last days, great trouble will come upon the earth, and men shall be all shook up. They will cease to love the king tenderly. Louder. Come on. He will not be their teddy bear. Come on, louder. There's 80 up here. Let's give it loud. Yea, there shall be such crying in the chapel.
No.
But the end is not yet. The worst is to come.
No.
Yes, false impersonators of Elvis shall arise and deceive many.
No.
Can you believe that? False impersonators of Elvis? Can you pick the Elvis from the imposters present among us? How do you know which is the real Elvis? Is this the real Elvis?
That's right.
No. Come on, when I take your ass away, is this the real Elvis?
No.
Is this the real Elvis?
No.
Is this the real Elvis?
No.
Come on, I want to hear. You think it's Elvis?
Yeah.
Is this the real Elvis?
Yeah.
Elvis! Is this one Elvis? Is this the real and true Elvis? And is this Elvis? Behave. No. Now, if the National Enquirer was right, aliens snatched Elvis and took him home. The truth is, Elvis is dead. Sure, Jesus walked on the water, but Elvis had to use a surfboard. Because Jesus is God and Elvis is only a man. Elvis isn't coming back, but Jesus is. Okay, now you hold up your second picture. Okay. There is no Book of Elvis, but there is the Bible. Now, and it has much to say about the last days. Let's turn to Mark 24. Let's read there. The disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And Jesus answered unto them, saying, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Can you tell which of these is the real Jesus and which is just an impersonator? How do you know? The answer is in this book, the Bible, the Holy Bible. Now, Maharishi, stand up. This is the Maharishi. Hold your... Maharishi, are you the real Christ?
Yes, be still and know that you too are God.
Audience, is that right? No! The Bible says in Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Be gone, agent of Satan. John Lennon, stand up.
All you need is love.
Ooh, Jesus did say in John 13:34 that we would know the truth of our love. Let me ask you the question again, and this time I bind you in the truth of Jesus' name. John Lennon, are you the real Jesus?
No, I am more popular than Jesus
Christ. Audience, is that right? No, the Bible says in Luke 4:8, you shall worship the Lord and serve Him only. Be gone, agent of Satan. Yeah? All you need is love, right? But then you broke up a band. Never mind. We're running short on time, so let's get just ask the group for a question. All you stand up. Okay. Bring them young. Every man can become God. God Himself was once a man, just like we are. Reverend Moon?
My wife is the Holy Spirit, and I am the last Christ. I come to finish the plan of God's salvation, to complete the task that Jesus fell. Believe in me.
Jim Jones?
Drink my great Kool-Aid. And believe that I am He.
Mary Baker Eddy?
Sin is an illusion. Your divine mind can overcome anything.
Buddha?
Follow the Eightfold Path. If you achieve perfection, you shall become one with the void, nothing.
Muhammad?
My Quran says that God is not a father and He has no son. You obtain heaven by obeying my law or by murdering our enemies for Allah and Jihad. Oh, and you must be martyred as well. You do get a river of wine and 70 virgins, too.
Audience, is the real Savior of the world among our esteemed guests? No. Correct. Read the book. Read this book. And it will make you wise into salvation. Then tell your friends and neighbors about the real Jesus. Remember, accept no imitations. The real thing or its heartbreak hotel forever. Wherever you spend eternity depends on it.
Thank
you. Okay. Thank you very much. You may go. Let's give him a hand. Okay, now we're going to ask the worship team to come on up. They've got a couple of songs for us.
Stand, please, and join us if you would like in the hymnals. You have the numbers there. 605 we'll be starting with. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
adore you.
Thanks. Thank you.